This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Yeah, it is the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live smoking up the backyards all over mid-Michigan. We're from Ann Arbor all the way up to Traverse City and everywhere in between. I'd like to big shout out to our listeners in Lansing on WVFN 730, JIM the Big Talker 1240. We're also down in Battle Creek at 930 WBCK and WKMI in Kalamazoo 1360. We have Lower Michigan covered in your backyard. Going to be a hot one today. You got to get out there early, get that smoker going. Perfect day to do some smoking because we do that low and slow. You get to set it and forget it. Enjoy that pool in your backyard or the lake or wherever you are. Get out and stay cool. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Man, take a breath. We are at Gorman's Furniture in Grand Rapids. Gorman's has stores around Michigan. They've got about six of them by the looks of it here. Troy, Novi, Grand Rapids, Shelby Township, Farmington Hills. And we are sitting on the patio of their Grand Rapids store. This store, Jop, how big do you suppose this is?
Oh, man, there's, I don't know, 100,000 square feet. I mean, we threw a picture up on Facebook. Check us out on the Grillin' Guys on Facebook. You can see this patio has got to be 4,000 or 5,000 square feet that we're on. It's just loaded with patio furniture. Big sales going on here, 40 to 60% off all their showroom samples.
Nice stuff. This store is 60,000 square feet.
Is that what it is?
I mean, it is.
You baited me. Yeah.
Well, you were good. That's the 100,000, that's pretty good. But 60,000 square feet, there are thousands of pieces of furniture in here. I walked in and I was blown away. There's probably 20,000 square foot of leather.
Right.
I mean, the village people go crazy here.
Yeah, it's almost like a herd of cattle in there.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. But, you know, we've got a listener who's a very loyal listener. His name is Dave Thomas. Dave, if you're out there, raise your hand. There you are. There's Dave. He sent in this cool recipe. It's called Kool-Aid Pickles.
Really?
And I think the guy's a little crazy, to be honest with you, because he sent me a picture of them, and he swears by them, but honestly, they look pretty cool. And according to Dave Thomas, it's just fun to dress up your pickle. Well, that's kind of crazy, but apparently down south, that's a big deal. If you go out to your barbecue and you're out schnazzing it up and you want to come off with something that, you know, like the grill envy, like we like to, he's got pickle envy going with this thing. But basically, you take a 32-ounce jar of dills and
are you talking the sliced ones or the whole ones now?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But I would imagine the quartered ones or the spears, as they call them, would probably take on the food coloring a little better. But basically, a couple packages of unsweetened red, green, blue, or whatever color Kool-Aid you want to do, and then a half cup of white sugar. You open up the pickle jar, pour off the liquid into a bowl, and you add the Kool-Aid and the sugar to the pickle solution, the vinegar, basically, and you stir it till the sugar is completely dissolved. You pour that mixture back in the jar, and then you shake it. And you shake it.
Okay.
You cover the thing, and you leave it for about a week in the fridge. And voila, you got a red pickle.
And
so that's going to look kind of cool. It's going to change the flavor. It's going to be kind of a sweet and sour.
Right.
I got to try that. So thanks so much to Dave Thomas. You know, you guys ever want to hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys, you can send us these recipes. Dave Thomas does this all the time. I think the guy's got some skill.
Right. And it's not the guy that used to own the Wendy's because, unfortunately, he passed away. This is a different Dave Thomas, right? This is Pickle Dave.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I am, though. But anyway, Dave, we appreciate the pickle.
And you're in one now.
Yeah,
pull yourself out.
I'm pulling myself out.
Jop, you found some cool grill gadgets on sale at one of the big stores around here. What'd you find?
You know, there were three things that I found, and it was kind of cool because I'm drawn to that stuff, just a little gadget to try on the grill. One of them was a meatball rack, and it holds 24 meatballs. And
I thought that's what you called your bed.
Right. Yeah. It holds 24 meatballs, and, you know, you can make them up with veal, you can make them up with pork and beef, whatever you want, but about golf ball size. And what it allows you to do is you just put them into little cups. It's the lid snaps down over the top. You can grill them on both sides. Just makes a neat little presentation. People don't expect to see that come off the grill. Is a meatball? That's more of a crock pot item.
Great idea.
Yeah. The other thing
is it all enclosed? Does any smoke get into the stuff?
Oh yeah, it's just wire.
It's wire basket. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep. It's wire basket.
Because that'd be good on a smoker then.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's got a little handle on it, so you know if you grab it, when you put the whole thing on a smoker, you're going to want a glove on so you don't burn yourself. But other than that, it's fantastic. The other one I got was a vegetable smoker, and it was 8 little cups that had a needle sticking out of each cup. They're all hooked together in a metal rack, so you'd put like 8 peppers on there or maybe 8 half tomatoes.
Jalapenos.
Well, if they were bigger. It was about the size of a tennis ball was the little cup.
So you could put tennis balls on
it. Yeah, right. It'd be a little chewy, but you could. But anyway, stuff them with anything you want. Put them on a grill. Roast them. That's more of a roasting item than anything else. And the third one is, we've done this a lot of times, but the rib rack. You know, where you, as opposed to laying ribs on your grill, you can stand them on the side and the rack holds them up so you get more meat on
those
the grill.
Those are very handy. The good one makes one for the open range. For every smoker they have, there's a rib rack assembly or accessory made for those. It's very nice, and the benefit to that is you get to stand them up and you get a lot more ribs on your smoker that way, or your grill, and it's better than having to skewer them sideways, because that's
right.
A little tenuous.
Well, speaking of ribs, one of the favorite things that I have on the grill is venison. And we're going to try some venison ribs this fall when we get one. But I wanted to bring everybody up to speed on the antlerless deer license applications. They're out right now. They came out. They're going to be on sale now through August 15th. Applications are $4. Once that expires on the 15th of August, then there's a down period. Then starting on Monday, the 10th of September, any of them that are left that weren't bought through the permit process can be bought over the counter. So just watch for that. You know, if you like venison, the does are just as
love
good
it.
As the bucks. And we had a little QDM segment on the last show, and we're trying to get behind this movement to get a little bit bigger bucks out there in the woods. So
what do you think of that? You know, post that on Facebook. What do you think about quality deer management? If you're a hunter, and if you're a griller, you probably are a hunter, or if you have an opinion on it, my opinion is that if you let the bucks grow and you don't shoot all the little ones, you're going to end up with a lot more larger bucks. And it also coaxes people into shooting doe, because there's like about 10 to 20 to 1 buck to doe ratio right now. It's way out of kilter. It should be 2 does to every buck. And I feel that way. I have 2 does at home. I don't know how many you've got. But,
and no buck?
You
is
know,
that
along,
the issue?
Well, today I don't.
Right.
Now, on the other thing, the UN Small Arms Treaty was shelved. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Got
coming up,
that.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to have a little fun. We've got Nick Humphrey and Scott Colson from the Hideout Brewery, which is here in West Michigan. We're going to break down 2 or 3 of their craft beers that they put together, tell you which ones go with steak, with steelhead, chicken, and why. So it's going to be a little bit of pop your top and listen in. We're going to break down a few of these varieties of craft beer. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We're statewide. We're smoking up your backyard. Get that smoker going early this morning. It's going to bump up against 95 degrees and be humid. You don't want to be standing over a grill. You want a cold one of these microbrews in your hand. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.